We are joined now by Jim Townsend, the former U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for European and NATO Policy, as well as Ambassador Michael Carpenter, who was most recently the Senior Director for Europe on the National Security Council under President Joe Biden. Gentlemen, thank you both so much for joining us today. It was a remarkable NATO summit in Ankara, and I want to start with the news. Repeated blasting of NATO by Trump, despite the fact that this is meant to be an event that shows the unity, the solidarity of the alliance, repeatedly saying, I'm not happy with NATO. He went after Spain repeatedly, France, Great Britain, and Germany. Jim, this acrimony from Trump towards the NATO alliance, not even softening when he's sitting in front of the Secretary General in the warm embrace of all these allies.
Oh, absolutely. And the Secretary General had to keep a stony face as he was listening to what the president was saying. And so this is something that is gotten outrageous. He has just a stuck record. He just seems to repeat the same talking points over and over and over again. Now he's singling out nations, you know, in front of them. And this undercuts the alliance. It hurts unity, and it is embarrassing to the United States. And I think allies are tired of it.
Michael, the most recent thing to anger Trump when it comes to NATO is the fact that they didn't get involved in the war with Iran, which, of course, the U.S. and Israel started. How are these NATO allies dealing with this accusation that they should have had a bigger role?
Well, I think they're pushing back, as they should. I mean, NATO is a defensive alliance. It doesn't go on offensive wars.